What would you do with a kid that lost their mind but had all that like power and money?
Just take them out. Start over. Have
your
a new kid?
Kid,
and then but also take all those resources. Like, what are you? It's the same thing. Jesus if your other Christ. Like, if your kid comes out like little, by age 7.
Yeah, but if they're a little but they made you rich.
Come on, buddy, we're gonna go get ice cream.
Yeah, you kind of gotta roll with that kid. Yeah.
The city of Los Angeles is on lockdown.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast. I am once again joined by my co-hosts, Mr. Tim O'Shea.
What's going on?
Keith made a return, I guess. Yes. Back from the sunny state of Florida, where he usually resides in his other summer home, I'm guessing you have at this point.
It's a halfway house. It's a
halfway house. Yeah. Let's get right into it today. Leave Britney alone. What are they doing? Justin's a piece of shit.
Well...
You
or
sounded
is he
exactly like
or,
Sophia right
or,
there?
Or
thank you.
Or is he? You know,
this is one of those things where it's like 20 years later, you got to say sorry.
Yeah,
come
that's
on,
exactly
dude.
What
it's
it
cancel
is.
Cancel culture, baby.
Dude.
Yeah. So for all the people that don't know, there's a new New York Times sponsored thing on Hulu about,
yes.
And it's called Framing Britney Spears. One of the worst documentaries I've ever seen in my life.
You watched it?
I actually watched it.
Okay.
And it's one of those like I went into it with an open mind,
yeah.
Kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, I'm willing to hear like both sides of the story. It's just completely like one-sided. That's all it is.
What's the side though?
The
it's
side
just about
is
Britney.
Just
isn't it about her shaving her head and the whole thing?
Going crazy.
Basically like her being derailed. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And also, but also her then being taken advantage of and just like, okay, so to put it in perspective, it starts off showing like Britney Spears and her rise to fame
uh-huh.
and how much the paparazzi is in her life, which is pretty insane.
Yo. Dude, fuck that shit.
Insane.
She started with Justin in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking, like, infancy.
I've always
yeah.
thought that was insane, like, from, like, a very young age.
Dude.
These kids basically, like, poached and then just shoved, like, in the spotlight. Like,
they,
you're 10 years old. How are you supposed to...
How do you make it out alive?
All those kids in the Mickey Mouse Club, too. I mean, I believe it was, like, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears. I think even Ryan Gosling was
yep.
on there, too. No. All of these kids, like... And now, mind you, they're still... You walk down... They can't walk down the street.
No.
You know?
Definitely.
So that's been 30-something years of their life.
How
it's
is, like,
crazy.
JT and Gosling kept it together so well? And then the other side of it's, like, Britney, which
well,
is...
Well, obviously,
it's because they're men.
It's because they're men. And this is the whole issue that the documentary
oh.
looks at.
Okay.
And it's really just... it's just... Obviously, the whole system is built on misogyny and racism.
Of course.
And
old Hollywood.
We're here to how the fuck do you not know this? Jesus
I'm sorry.
Christ, Ryan.
I got I'm not woke. I'm still asleep.
So this is the thing. When you're watching that part of the documentary though, that part's fucked up. You see these paparazzis
yeah,
just in their face and all these interviews and
does it say why she shaves her head? Does it get to that part?
I don't even think it says why. It's just like
a culmination.
After the culmination of things, you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I totally get it.
So why is JT apologizing?
So the reason why Justin Timberlake's under fire is because they were like one of the first, like, the documentary makes it seem like they were the first ever American couple, which is silly, you know?
Yeah.
But they were definitely lived in that tabloid era, you know? And
oh, yeah.
They were, you know, they were before Brad Pitt and, like, Angelina and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, for
thing.
Our they generation, they really were, like, that was, like, the first mega couple.
Well, I guess it was
kind of
happening
us.
At the same time, technically, I guess.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyways, they were definitely younger, you know?
Yeah,
totally.
And so, yeah, they dated, and the way it's painted is Britney Spears is the young, wide-eyes, girl-next-door type thing from Louisiana. And she's saying she wants to wait till marriage to have sex. And then you have Justin Timberlake, who's just... And he had a really nice guy image, too. So, anyways, so this is the part of the documentary. Now, mind you, this is
this
what...
is the documentary?
Yeah, so this is what Justin Timberlake...
It's already on YouTube?
So this is what Justin... we don't know where our sources are.
Right. Right.
And so this is where... this is what Justin Timberlake is apologizing for and coming under, like, insanely hot water. All right?
Yeah.
All right, this is a short clip.
Thank you.
They break up. Justin sort of made it seem... rightly or wrongly, like she had cheated on him. It really seemed like he took control of the narrative.
So what did he do?
The way that people treated her, to be very high school about it, was like she was the school slut. And he was like the school quarterback or whatever. And he essentially weaponizes the video for one of his singles to incriminate her in the demise of the relationship.
Tell me you love a revenge, a pure male revenge fantasy.
Justin Timberlake is in the house, and I just want to ask you one question. Did you Britney Spears? Yes or no?
Oh, man.
Come on, man. Okay, I did it. No, yeah!
Well, you know, misogyny, I don't know, what can you say about misogyny? There's a whole infrastructure to support it. And when it's time for people to come in a misogynistic culture for a woman, there's a whole apparatus ready to do it.
Dude, these headlines for the magazines from back then, it's such a different time.
Brittany, what a slut.
people didn't give a fuck back then.
So this is my issue with the whole documentary. They say Justin did this and Justin did that, but then they just show screenshots of tabloids. They never actually show him doing that shit. So the only one, like, damning kind of thing is the interview where he was just like, did you fuck her? And, like, after, like, a second of being pulled out of it, he just tries to say something funny. And then they cut the clip right there, so you don't even get to see if it was, like, a... you know, let's move on, or kind of thing, you know? So, like, that part's a little dickish. But other than that, there's nothing else that they just showed.
Yeah. He made one song. It's like Taylor Swift's entire career.
Exactly. That's a great point. What it is.
Yeah. She did the same thing in the inverse.
Like, three times. Over and over.
It's kind of a winning recipe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Dude, Justin Timberlake's known as, like, one of the good guys. It's like, if you're gonna... It's one of those things, like... If you're going to cancel somebody, like, make sure your target's good so you send home a good point. Don't just, like, aim and fire.
Yeah, just shoot at the hip randomly.
Shoot at the hip.
Today's world, boys.
Yeah, they take, what this documentary does is they take, like, the less is more approach. They say a bunch of things, and the way they let your imagination fill in the, oh, he's a piece of shit, without actually putting the evidence down or anything. Like I said, that audio call, not a good look, kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at that time, you're probably how old?
They're all like 20s,
dude. Like, I had fucked her. Whoa.
Yeah, her whole thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's still wrong.
And people also, like, they're saying, like, Justin Timberlake had all this power and stuff like that. I'm sorry. People are acting like Britney Spears is like a nobody.
Yeah.
Like, she's one of the biggest pop artists of all time.
No, totally.
She didn't have a fucking PR media
at that
team
time. I would argue that Britney was bigger than Justin at that moment.
Justin, like, needed a whole, like,
he was in a band.
He needed a whole posse.
Yeah.
Britney was like, it's Britney, bitch. You know, kind of thing. So this whole documentary is just, like, one sided, and it's pretty fucked the way they do it. It's just, I don't, like, I went into it with an open mind. And, like, my dick in my hand. I hate when they, like, clearly it's just one-sided, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Justin already apologized, right? Didn't he already?
What is he supposed to do?
Yeah, he already came out with my bad. And then, like, Janet Jackson's trying to hop on board because I guess he wasn't, like, supportive when he ripped off her clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
That one was worse than Britney.
That one was way like, worse. That's... Just from the media, how they, like, they were, like, a dick to Janet Jackson when I was like, this was a... Too, like, this was everyone in on the production. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and I don't know. Did that hurt her career?
Yeah.
It did?
It did hurt Janet Jackson.
Because I feel like
it
could have helped.
No, it could have nowadays.
But, that's fair.
Cardi B could come out dancing like that.
Cardi B's a stripper. Cardi B has... You can YouTube better
Cardi
shit.
Cardi B, drugged guys.
Yeah.
Nothing Cardi B does surprises me.
One Cardi B music video is like five of those Super Bowl performances combined.
No. So then, like, you know, so it was a different time in that regard. And that's what I'm saying. There's definitely... So basically, apparently, Britney Spears she's, because of all the craziness and everything going like that, she's in a conservatorship. So, which is basically like her dad... has control over her financials.
Yeah, what is that part like? Guys, that's the part I was interested in. I don't really care about the tabloid stuff, but like, what's going on with like the guy, this guy, her father owns all her shit, right?
Pretty much has like a kind of like a legal, what's the word I'm looking for?
He's like a guardian?
Kind of like a guardian, power executor. Yeah,
but
kind
she,
of that. Yeah.
She's like 40.
Yeah. However, but she keeps going in and out of these mental rehabilitation places and stuff like that. So
is
it's
that
like
that's where he's putting her?
Or? Well, that's
the thing is like, is he, did he shave her head? Holy shit.
Yeah, bro.
She never did it. It was him the whole time.
She never had a choice.
Damn.
Think about it. He puts her.
I mean, it makes
kid.
For a very interesting argument. What do you do with someone who's mentally unstable but has like a gajillion dollars? Like, that's not a good combination. Like, it's one thing to be mentally unstable,
but
you can't.
You run for president.
Yeah. But, you know, she could buy, like, a speedboat and do some crazy shit. Like, a regular person doesn't have as much, many options to lose their shit as someone who's, like, mega wealthy.
She could just hire people to kill her dad.
I mean,
I like, how is that not number one option? You know what I mean? Or, but like, what happens if it's like when the president gets like executed, does it go to a second person? Like, if it's not the dad, like say he dies, like does all of that power then transfer to like his like second cousin kind of thing?
Do they frame the dad as like a douchebag in the documentary?
They were like kind of like fair, seems like, in the beginning. Whereas like he did, well, actually not really. There, he seems.
What would you do
dad.
With a kid that lost? What would you do with a kid that lost their mind but had all that like power and money?
Just take him out. Start over. Have your kid? Kid, and then, but also take all those resources. Like, what are you? It's the same thing. Jesus, if your other, Christ. Like, if your kid comes out like little, by age 7.
Yeah, but if they're a little, but they made you rich.
Come on, buddy, we're gonna go get ice cream.
Yeah, you kind of gotta roll with that kid. Yeah, if that's your, that's that guy's. That guy's been. Brittany's been paying the bills for that house for a long time.
Yeah,
I don't think oftener is the strategic move. Mm-hmm.
Like,
you gotta do something.
It's such a hard
situation. Yeah, you put her in a mental facility and say, I'll visit you once a month.
Jeez.
And keep those.
It is super sad, though, when you
I'm
see, like, the TikToks.
I'm gonna be the greatest fucking uncle in the world.
Yeah, go find him in Mexico. What were we saying?
The Britney TikToks are depressing, though.
Dude, it's like
yeah.
a cry
like,
for help.
When you see those videos and she's like, hey, guys, I'm like, oh my God, like, what happened to, like.
Yeah. Well, she, like, I mean, dude, I had a Britney Spears poster on my ceiling.
Everyone
she
did,
was,
dude.
She was, like...
She was number one for our generation.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dude, that music video with the, like, the plaid skirt, like, Britney schoolgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me, baby, one more
Toxic
time.
With the latex.
Yeah.
Game changer.
I love Britney Spears.
We're going to change this podcast to the Britney Spears apology tour.
I think she should just, you know what she needs? Which would be healthy for her?
Drugs.
Britney Spears needs to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah?
Well, I guess it would be The Bachelorette, correct?
Dude, that would be sick.
Could you imagine?
To see, like, yeah.
Or how about this? To find her new... To find her new... Britney Spears needs to go on The Bachelorette to find her new conservator.
Right? Yeah.
So it's a bunch of people that are all lining up, and they're just like, look, like, I'm here for your best interest. You know, I will let you... I'll let you skip curfew a couple hours a week. You know, I will let you eat ice cream after 9. Like, let her just have a little bit more freedom.
What a weird life.
You know?
It's a terrible take.
I like so many people. What's weird is so many people envy those people, and you find out what their life is actually like, and it's like, geez, I would pick regular dude 10 times out of 10 over that shit.
Well, dude, have you been seeing what's going on with The Bachelor, though?
I'm not up to date with The Bachelor now.
So I watched, all right, hear me out. I watched 2 episodes, all right?
Ever?
Like, of this season.
Okay.
And there was a chick that went to FSU, and she, like, called herself queen and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mad funny because like I was watching with a girl.
We're talking about Victoria.
Sure. I just know her as queen.
All right.
But anyways, it was funny because like I saw a headline not too long ago and she got arrested for like stealing like $200 worth of shit from a store. And I was like, that's her. I was like, I know her.
Damn,
yeah,
for real?
Yeah.
I think
talk about highs and lows.
Yeah. I was like, she obviously didn't win the show.
She didn't get a rose.
Yeah. Right. So obviously, The Bachelor is just so, you know, something like every once in a while it's
dude,
all right.
Right
you know?
Again, all right, let me pause. The Bachelor, you know who he looks like?
Matt, dude?
No.
Well, I'm saying his name is Matt.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like the yoked kind of black dude, right?
Yeah, he's
tall. Yeah, all right. Dude, he looks like the purple thing from the Muppets. You know what I'm talking about? Dude, pull up a picture of them side by side. They look fucking identical. It's got the little hook nose and everything, dude.
I saw that guy
and I was like, he's a Muppet.
Purple Muppet.
Okay, no. Maybe he does a little bit.
No, the guy with the horns, or
no. The fourth one in
Gonzo.
Is it Gonzo?
Actually, he does look.
He looks like Gonzo, bro. All
right, hold on.
Look at him. The dude on the left.
Okay. I mean, I know Gonzo.
So we have Gonzo.
Yeah. And watch, pull it up. You're about to laugh.
Matt James. That's not.
That's a girl.
Matt James. Look at his nose.
That's a little harsh, man.
No. There's like
that's a good-looking
good
guy.
That's a good angle for him.
You're reaching.
Hey,
that dude's a stud.
That's a great picture of him. All right, if in action on the show, he looks like.
I mean, that's Gonzo's best picture too. So
no. You find a better Gonzo.
Anyways.
So Chris Harrison has been a staple on The Bachelor as being the host for the past, like, who knows how many years.
Okay.
A clean-cut white dude, non-controversial.
I remember. I think I've seen him before.
Yeah. So, anyways, Chris Harrison is recently come under fire, and he had to step down and leave the show. Because
damn, they fired him?
He's stepping down.
Oh, they fired him.
To learn more about racism and stuff like that.
No.
He was racist to this dude?
Yeah, let's hear this.
All right.
He was racist to Gonzo?
He was not purple-headed. Fuck.
Yeah.
He saw him come behind the scenes. He's got an open mic just like this fucking Muppet motherfucker.
All right. Pull it up. I got to see what
he said. There's a chick on the show. Her name is Rachel. I believe she's from like, you know, deep South Georgia. All right.
Oh, she got that twang.
She got that twang. She got that little racist twang, you know, kind of thing.
Okay.
And so apparently she's like apparently a front runner on the show. And it came out that there's like this one woman was like, oh, she bullied me back in middle school for like emo black guys. And then now she's like on the show. Obviously, Matt's purple, you know, so she's, you know, she's open minded, you know.
OK.
And so anyways, all of this is coming out and then they find pictures of her going. This is what her college sorority had. All right. They went to a fraternity party where the style was. Old South Antebellum theme party. And so
No.
I can only imagine what I'm about to say.
So all of the pictures basically are like this. And they're just wearing those old
like the fancy like house.
Yeah, like the Django plantation house type themed dresses that all the women would wear.
Like a Renaissance style?
That all the white women would wear. Let me get this correct. Jesus. So anyways, this is the only photo, and this is how they described it. I don't know if the fraternity or anything would describe
plantation
it as that. Old South Plantation Party. Well, which, when you say it like that, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but, you gotta, like, just pick a different context. There's no Holocaust parties. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what they're going for. Is
yeah,
like,
but, no, but this is the thing.
Like,
though.
Indians
this is
and cowboys. That's a party theme.
This yeah, but that was a fair fight.
But this wasn't. I don't think this was a
really
slavery
fast.
Party either. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, did it take place in the same time frame too? Yes, but like, but there wouldn't be anything wrong with having a World War
was
II
there
party.
Any black people at the party?
So that's the real question.
I don't think World War II party would be fair. It'd be more like, were there any like gas chamber parties? Because a plantation isn't the same thing as saying that it's a time frame.
So it would,
a plantation is what?
So the equivalent would be like
a plantation
an Auschwitz guard party.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be,
that's
a little dicey. Like,
yeah.
If it was like that time period and they wore those dresses, I have no issue. Western party, call it what you want.
Sure.
But if it's a plantation, there only
yeah.
one thing happened
yeah.
on plantations. Fucking slavery.
Jingo's massive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so it just depends on if they pitched it as a plantation party
mm-hmm.
or was it pitched as like a older, you know, just like
and that's my question.
A regional
is,
decade type.
Exactly.
Thing.
And that's my question for it. It's like, did they call it a plantation party?
Exactly.
Because if they did and they had like posters like, no blacks allowed,
yeah.
kind of thing, like, yeah, that's obviously abhorrent.
Fucked up.
You know what I mean? But if they just are all dressed like this back, like, what's the Kentucky Derby? It's not much like
exactly,
different
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
you dress.
It's just
in the
a timepiece.
Yeah, and but you
Kentucky
could obviously
Derby
say
swag the fuck
you, exactly.
Out.
You could obviously yeah. say during the Kentucky Derby, like all those outfits are during a time where like black people were oppressed and gays were oppressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, is this more of a hit job or not? So, anyways, but that's the thing. You don't know until like someone comes out and says.
Got some bad optics to it though.
Of course, but again, this is if you take away the description and you saw this picture on Instagram and someone goes Throwback Thursday to college, would you even think twice?
I would think it's like a.
I mean, half the picture's blurred. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
It's just chicks
it's
and
just
dresses.
Her. It's just her.
Exactly.
And then her, they just yeah. outed her in the corner.
That's so fucked up.
The big red circle on her face.
All of a sudden, she's like, Becky, you were at the party too. I don't see me.
I don't see shit.
I don't see shit, Rachel. So anyways, so this is what Chris Harrison's under fire for. This is
he was at the party?
He was
the host.
He was the
sick guy at the party, just like, wow.
So check this out.
Plantation
this
party
what,
every year.
This is what he's under fire for. This is what he said.
What are your thoughts about Rachel Kirkconnell and the allegations attached to her?
A couple of things. First and foremost, I don't know. I haven't talked to Rachel about it. And this is, again, where we all need to have a little grace, a little understanding, a little compassion, because I've seen some stuff online. Again, this judge, jury, executioner thing where people are just tearing this girl's life apart and diving into like her parents and her parents' voting record and what it's unbelievably alarming to watch this. I haven't heard Rachel speak on this yet. And until I actually hear this woman have a chance to speak, who am I to say any of this? You know, I saw a picture of her at a sorority party 5 years ago. And that's it. Like, boom, like, okay, well, this girl is in this book now, and she's now in this group. And I'm like, really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like that's a fair take. Whoa, I haven't talked to Rachel yet. Let me see what she thinks.
Yeah. But Plantation Party 5 years ago, not a great look.
And it was actually only 3 years ago. Yeah. But it doesn't, but this is the thing, though. They're pitching it as a plantation party, which maybe it was. I don't know. That's why he's saying, I don't know. We should maybe have her talk about it before just to completely.
He shouldn't be under fire for just trying to be fair.
Yeah.
And he is. Now he's stepping away.
Yeah.
So
because of that.
Because of that.
Oh, I would have just said, fuck your
show. Well, what else does he say? Does he say, it's a 13-minute interview. Yeah, I don't want to watch the whole thing, does he slip up? Or
the
like,
picture was from 2018 at an Old South antebellum party. So I think, you know, it's not a good look.
Well, Rachel, is it a good look in 2018 or is it not a good look in 2021?
It's not a good look ever, because she's celebrating the Old South. If I went to that party, what would I represent at that party?
I don't disagree with you. You're 100% right in 2021. That was not the case in 2018. And again, I'm not defending Rachel. I just know that, I don't know, 50 million people did that in 2018 between, you know, it's like that was a type of party that a lot of people went to. And again, I'm not defending it. I didn't go to it. We are not looking under the same lens. And that is, again, the grace and the compassion, the understanding. Would this girl at, I don't know how old she would have been back then, have thought, you know, historically, this mansion stood for this. Guys, it's not really that woke that we're here. We need to have the understanding and the compassion of this history and what this stood for and what these people who own this mansion stood for. My guess, these girls got dressed up and went to a party and had a great time. They were 18 years old. Now, does that make it okay? I don't know, Rachel, you tell me, but where is this lens we're holding up? And was that lens available? And were we all looking through it in 2018? I don't know. I don't have these answers.
I think that's the problem is you're right. We weren't looking through those lens and we should have been. And just because it was a popular party.
Wrong.
And just because it's a popular party, you know, doesn't necessarily make it right. And you are right. And I believe you're right in the sense that, you know, maybe there should be some, understanding of, like, not everybody knows everything, right? And I think that's what people are learning or learned in 2020.
Was that a popular party?
I think
this, like, everyone went to a southern...
Yeah, that one is a little far.
I was like, this guy's reaching, he's like 50 million people? I don't know how many people went to the party. I'm like, dude, I've never heard of that party in my life.
I think he went to a party like that 2 weeks ago, so he's just trying to stretch it out.
I mean, like, Renaissance parties, like, where you would wear something similar, but, like...
Yeah.
Even with all that, that's still extra minute. I mean...
Yeah, I think he did great.
He was like, hey, he was very people fair. Pitch it like, oh, he's defending racists. And
I mean, he's got a weak pitch to be like, things are so different compared to 2018 versus 2021. Such
stupid.
A bad angle to take. We're splitting hairs at that point.
He's thinking it's like 2030 or something like that.
Yeah, he's splitting hairs with a 3-year difference there.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly what he said though. He's like, I just think it was a bunch of 18-year-olds that like dressed up and went to a party.
And it was.
Yeah.
And that's that doesn't excuse them for, you know what I mean? This would be the same backlash, like I said in the example of like if it was you're the Jews versus the Nazis party. You know what I mean? It would be the same idea.
I don't think it is though. Like
a plantation party?
Equivalent to that would be. Yeah.
We'd have to
saying.
See the guys.
Well, yeah.
The guys picture would make a lot of clarity here. Do we have a bunch of white hat wearing fucking
Zips
that's what they did show. The guys picture is just all white hoods.
Exactly. Oh, that would bring so much clarity to this. What's the opposite side of this? Because something's telling me that the guys weren't cowboys.
Yeah, so like... Definitely, obviously, the...
That changes
If you had, like, a Jews and, like...
Can't have an Auschwitz party.
Auschwitz, you know, thing. But that would be, like, saying that this was a slave owner's slave party.
Exactly,
You know what I mean? But that's not...
That is kind of what a plantation...
But again, is that...
Sorry, no, you know what would be a better comparison? Is just we're all Nazis. That would be the party. It's a Nazi party.
There's swastikas everywhere.
Exactly. That's basically what they're pulling off. These are just like girl Nazis in comparison.
Do you think like when people like back like in the future, instead of like cowboys and Indians, they'll just make like a race war party? It's just blacks versus whites kind of thing.
Who knows? I think that's what they're doing here. I don't know about the future.
It sounds like the current day.
Sounds like 2018.
Yeah, it's obviously I get the that was a stupid argument he made about
he went in underprepared for that interview. Well, he should have.
But I still think like the way he like talked, like he was, I don't know, to me I thought he was like very like
he was saying,
like, you should see, like talk to her, get like what
he started off good. Yeah, he started off with like, let's be fair here and give her an opportunity to explain. But then he kind of went off the rails, being like, 2018 was a different world. Yeah. Like,
that was stupid. Yeah. But just the overall fact of just like, hey, if you just automatically scream racist to someone and then just hit them in the head, like, how are they going to want to learn or grow or anything like that? You're just going to be like, hey, like, what that was ignorant.
Yeah.
You know, we should probably get rid of like that kind of party.
You have to have the backstory to it, dude. Like you said, did they just say it was a plantation party? How did like the girls like go to the party? Were they did they know they were going to a plantation party? Like, could have just been like, hey, we're gonna.
And that's why I think his point was like, let's let the facts come out, see what they say.
Sure.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that immediately it just isn't like, a good look. So every media outlet's gonna be like, this is a bad look.
But I feel like
to the races.
It's like the same shit over and over and over with everything, though. It's, you fuck, we're white guys who dress up on Cinco de Mayo. They're gonna be like, oh, you're racist because you dressed up like Mexican.
Sure.
Like, it's a pattern. It's just, well, yeah. Everyone wants to be canceled.
If there was an Old South Antebellum party here in L.A. and we all got invited, where would we go?
I don't know.
I'm showing up on a horse. Okay.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. Like, what's on the flyer? You know.
Exactly, I love the fact that he tried to make it sound like that was such a normal party.
Like, the more I think about that, that wasn't a comedy.
Listen, buddy, I was in a fraternity. I went to college. I've been invited to a couple of parties. I'd never seen that theme in my life, and we did everything.
Yeah,
we did everything. We never did.
No, that's It's just, why would you also want to wear all that gear? You know what I mean? I like parties where you
in
wear
the deep
your West
South,
clothes.
That's pretty hot, too.
That's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
In Georgia?
Why would you do all that? Maybe to celebrate a time that you missed.
You know what? Fuck Chris Harrison.
Think about it.
Fuck you.
Fuck Chris Harrison and fuck Justin Timberlake.
And that's our show. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and
give us a like. Maybe. Leave a comment. Do you think Chris Harrison deserves to be canceled?
Yeah. Maybe.
What do you guys think the party was centered around?
And #FreeBritney.
Free Britney.
Peace.